to order.
Which one are you going to do?
Today's date is April...
Seventeenth.
2009. The time is 8:30. And first up, we do have Representative Edgman, Olson, Johnson, Seaton, my friend Peggy Wilson, and myself. Today we're going, first up is going to be House Joint Resolution 33 by Representative Olson. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of committee. For the record, Jennifer Sinnett, staff to Representative Olson.
We have a CS that was passed out at the previous meeting.
Representative Wilson, would you like to move the CS?
Which version is it?
Backslash.
Okay. I move CS for House Joint Resolution number 33, version S, before us for debate.
Any objection? Seeing no objection, we are working on version backslash S.
So, Mr. Chairman, the CS that you have in front of you, it only has two minor changes, which I'd briefly like to speak to. We discussed the two changes in committee on Monday, and it was really with that discussion in mind that the CS was drafted. The first change you'll see is in the first whereas statement. Kevin Banks, in his from Division of Oil and Gas, in his testimony on Monday, he noted that the Alaska Volcano Observatory picked up increased volcanic activity at Mount Redoubt before the eruption on March 22nd. And so September 08, the date you have in there, that really just reflects Mr. Banks' comment on Monday. The other change you'll notice is on the second page. It's page 2, line 20 of the CS. And you'll notice after the phrase Mount Redoubt, the phrase in a safe and responsible manner is added. And that's really to reflect Representative Seaton's concerns that he brought up at the previous committee meeting, that we don't want to give the impression that we're urging people to go out and put themselves in harm's way in an effort to get production back up and running. We really appreciate Representative Seaton's input, and we think that the phrase in a safe and responsible manner really makes us a better resolution. So to sum up the resolution, once again, it's saying to all the appropriate parties, do everything that you can do to get production back up and running. It's not telling producers what to do. If right now the only thing that we can do in a safe and responsible manner is plan, by all means, start planning. If there are other things that you can do in a safe and responsible manner, please do those. But let's make sure that we're doing everything that we can to get production back on track. So I think you'll find the CS is, the changes in the CS are relatively straightforward. And with that, I'll conclude my comments.
Thank you, and we have been joined by Representative Tuck in Guttenberg. Any other questions for the sponsor? And we have closed committee or public comment on this one. Is there any further discussion by the committee?
Chairman, is the motion in order?
Go ahead. Representative Edgman.
Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for House Joint Resolution version 26LS0896 / S with any attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so done. Next up, we will, while we're passing the yellow book around, we will get an introduction from Representative Terrio's staff on Senate Joint Resolution 3, a resolution relating to firearms and national parks that is in front of us. So here to present is his staff. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Dave Stancliffe, staff to Senator Terrio. You have before us, before you, a resolution that had unanimous support in the other body. It is basically to bring the National Park Service in conformity to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and what the BLM already does. Both of those federal agencies, as you know, are very active in Alaska and throughout the United States. They have policies that say whenever a state has a law that says that people can carry concealed weapons, that on BLM lands and Fish and Wildlife Service lands, you may also carry a concealed weapon. The Bush administration put that policy into place. It is now in place nationally. This resolution basically says that as Alaskans, we appreciate the fact that you recognize that we have 75% of the national park system in the United States of America in our state, and that we have in our national parks somewhat unique situations with regard to the need for personal protection, and that we appreciate this type of approach and consistency. It goes just a bit further by encouraging the Obama administration to allow open carry as well as concealed carry. It certainly doesn't push that issue, but recommends that we would be able to have that in place in Alaska. Those of you who have traveled in our national parks know that in some of our parks already, we have the ability to carry. In some of the original hardcore areas of our national parks, however, this new policy changed what was once a no-carry policy. So I would try to answer any questions that you might have. We'd appreciate, this is rather timely because there are forces trying to reverse that policy. A lawsuit has been filed on December 31st. And it would seem appropriate that those of us in Alaska who feel that that it's a wise policy to get this moved on and maybe part of the record.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at page 1, line 8, and it says, or rabid animal. And you know what? I'm not positive. But I'm not sure there's ever been a case of rabies in Alaska.
Mr. Chairman.
And maybe that is, just for some reason I'm thinking that, but I could be wrong.
I think Representative Johnson's got some answers, but I know even way up in Prudhoe the foxes have.
Are you saying that, Representative Johnson? Rabbit?
Mr. Chairman, I take offense at that. That's personal, and sometimes I've been accused of it. No, there was actually a case of a pack of wolves up in northern Alaska that attacked a team of dogs, and
right,
they in fact did have rabies, so there is a case of that.
So it's rare though, I guess.
It is rare, but it does happen.
Okay.
Representative Olson?
Well, there's never been a case of rabid bat in Alaska.
Rabbit.
For some reason there are bats.
Snakes either.
Probably marmots.
We have been joined by Representative Kawasaki. We do have a full committee. Is there any other questions for Mr. Stancliffe?
Yeah. That's good.
You know, one issue that if somebody wants to help me with, I would certainly appreciate the help, and it has to do with firearms, is I have an antique rifle that I wanted to put in my office, display in my office, and we have regulations in this building. And if you've ever been into Don Young's office, you'll know that that doesn't apply to the federal building. just something, a unique happenstance I came across this year, and I'm going to be working on that one because, you know, we are protecting our rights, and we passed some resolutions yesterday and some language on that, but we can't do that on our own ground. Representative Tuck.
I was going to say, I think Mr. Young got his firearms in there before they put up the metal detectors and everything. He had them up for a while.
Grandfather did that.
Problem is you can't get them out.
you might come across that phrase, my cold dead hand, if you heard that one. Any other questions for Mr. Stancliffe? Do we have any public discussion on this? Is there anybody online? Hearing none. Is there anybody in the audience?
Hang on a second.
Seeing none. Hearing and seeing no public testimony on this bill. Public testimony is closed. Any committee discussion on this?
I guess I have.
Representative Seaton?
I guess I just have one question, and that is that I understand the concealed part, and I understand my desire and everyone else's desire. Is there some interaction here between not being able to hunt in a national park and carrying a hunting weapon? Has that come up in discussions as far as whether this will add fuel to that other fire of whether they can regulate hunting if you can carry a hunting weapon in a park?
Mr. Chairman, that has not come up as any type of conflict between the policy, the resolution, and the current policy. As you know, rural residents who are qualified under subsistence provisions are allowed to hunt in national parks. And then there are some allowances in park preserves that make Alaska's national parks unique. But there have been no suggestions or any testimony in opposition to this resolution or that suggests that this would set up any type of conflict.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, what's the will of the committee? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Senate Joint Resolution number 3 from committee with attached 0 physical notes and individual recommendations.
Well, we did get... Okay, thank you. Bill has passed from committee. We are adjourned.
No.
Okay. No. We will adjourn to the call of the chair. Call of the chair.
Would you restate that, Mr.
We are going to recess to the call of the chair. It's that time of year where we might have to jump in here when we need to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.